Hi everybody, this is Mary Emerson, and I am recording this in the conference setting on the Olympus WS320 machine. As you can hear, there is a loud roar in the background, and I have no idea why this is the case, but that's how it is. I'm going to switch to the dictation setting, and you will hear that there is less roar, that it is a bit quieter, so let me stop and do that. Okay, we're now in the dictation mode, and you'll notice that this is much quieter. I'm going to be discussing this machine, and in order to do that, I'm going to be switching over to the Olympus DS2 so that I can talk into that and handle this machine so I can get a better idea of how to describe it. So let's do that right now. Okay, we're now on the DS2. I'm going to just put this in my lap, so I hope you'll be able to hear me. I'm going to be a little bit farther away, although maybe I could plug in a mic. That might be a better way to go. Let's pause and do this. Okay, another test. I want to make sure I know which is left and which is right. I think that's left, and that's right, I think. Doesn't really make too much difference anyway, because I'm just going to be sitting here talking. This is the Sound Professional SPSM 2. I think that's what it is. Anyway, it's a T-shaped stereo microphone, and it has a cable attached permanently, so I can't really use it the way I'd like by plugging it directly in the recorder, but sometimes a lapel mic is much better. Anyway, this is being recorded on November the, let me think, you know what, I think it's the 23rd of November, it's Wednesday. I always get these dates mixed up sometimes, but let's talk a little bit. I'm getting my Braille light out here so that I don't forget something, because I don't want to forget anything about this WS320 machine, which I got yesterday and read the book and looked at some of the menus so that I could at least describe them to you. And I'm picking it up so that I can hold it in my hand and talk to you about it. There are a couple of things I want to mention, though, just so that I don't forget anything. And I have this listed in the Braille light. The stereo microphones are located differently. On the WS320, they are on the face of the machine rather than the edge. And each mic is probably about a quarter of an inch down from the top edge and almost right on the left and right edges of the machine, but as I said, they're on the flat surface. On the DS2, the stereo mics are on the edges in the corners of the top surface, but they're not on the top surface itself. They're on the edge. Well, these mics on the 320, they're on the top surface. Also, the hold switch will not totally turn the machine off. This is just like with the DS2. If you leave the hold switch set to hold, the battery still drains. So what I've been doing is it's got this two-part design where you can detach part of the machine from the rest of it, and that exposes a USB port, standard USB port, so you can plug it into the PC, or you can use a little extension cable. It's probably about 4 inches long that came with the device. I'm thinking I could probably even use another DS2 cable that I have attached to the PC already that is much longer. But anyway, so rather than removing the batteries every time, what I tend to do is just take the machine apart and leave it so that the battery is not being drained. I hope that that works, but there's just no way to totally turn the thing off. And I'll talk about detaching a little bit later so that you'll understand how that works. It's not the same design as a WS-200, but it's a similar concept. Also, as I mentioned, the USB port on the 320 is not proprietary as with the DS2. It is standard. There is no case for the 320. I don't know if you can buy it separately, but it didn't come with one. And there's no software, but the Olympus DSS software will work with the 320. What you have to do is run the software and then plug the 320 into the PC and give the software time to download the driver for the 320, and then you'll be able to access the machine as a disk drive. For some reason, I could not just attach the 320 to the PC and then run it. Windows just spent forever trying to see if they could find a way to access the device as a regular drive. But you can't do that unless you run the software. At least that's what I discovered. You don't have two different classes of activity as with the DS2. You cannot use the 320 as a microphone or input sound device for your PC. It will only work as an additional storage device. So that's one thing that won't work. You can't run it as a microphone.
I wanted to insert here that the software will not allow you to change the menus from the software. You have to do it from the device itself.
And all the beeps are there. Everything that I have done has had the appropriate beep at me. So they're a little bit different from the DS2 for some things. For example, there are different sounds when you erase files because the procedure for erasing is slightly different. And of course, when you switch to the music mode, that's a little bit different. Now, I'm going to get into the description a little bit. It is a little bit shorter and a little bit flatter, but it's about the same width from left to right, the narrow width, as the DS2. The front face, first of all, at the very top are two microphones. As I said, they are on the corners, but not on the edges on the corners. They're on the corners like you would see page numbers in a Braille book. They're on the face of what would be a page, but anyway, it's a flat front surface. You go down from there, and then you run into the display, which is a little bit narrower than the DS2. The DS2 is square. The 320 is narrow from top to bottom, but from left to right, it pretty much goes clear across the machine like the DS2 does. So from left to right, it's wide. From top to bottom, it's a little narrower. Below that is what looks like a round circle with a button inside of it. Now, this round circle, although it looks solid, it has a rim that is solid, it is not solid as far as some of the buttons go. There are four buttons. If you look at this like a clock, the 12 and 6 o'clock positions are the up and down volume, and these are also used to choose in the menus which item you want to change. The 9 and 3 o'clock positions are the equivalent to previous and next, as in previous and next file, or previous and next page of a menu. The volume, remember, the 12 and 6 are used to choose menu items and to choose different settings within menus. The 9 and the 3 are like previous and next. as in go to, as in the pages of menus, not in the items. Within this circle, there is a button. That is the OK button. And that generally works in a much less confusing way when you're in the menus. What I generally do is I choose a menu item, I push OK, and then now I know that I am in the item, looking at the various choices for the settings, and I go up or down volume to choose the setting, and then I push OK, and then I stop, push the stop button, which we'll get to get out of the menus. In order to activate the menus, you hold the OK button down for about 1 or 2 seconds until it beeps. So that's how that works. Below this circle with a button inside of it are two little round buttons. On the left is erase, and on the right is folder. And that just toggles among the five folders. Below that is the speaker. It's square. On the DS2, the speaker is round. So that is the top surface. Now we're going to go around the edges. The top edge has two jacks. The left is the earphone jack. The right is the microphone jack. The right edge, going down from top to bottom, are three buttons. The first one is record, the second is stop, the third is play. The bottom edge, where you would have normally seen the USB port on the DS2, has nothing there. Going up the left edge from bottom up towards the jacks at the top, there are two switches, slide switches. The first one is the music switch. In the down position, it's voice as a recorder. In the top position, it's music, where you can use it as a player. The little switch above that slide switch is the hold switch. As with the DS2, the bottom is hold off so that you're in normal working mode. The upper position is hold, turn on the hold, and that is just the same as it is on the DS2. Now, the back part of this device, the bottom that would sit on a table, has one or two major features. One thing that it has is the battery compartment. This is a rather thick, oblong surface that starts at the lower left corner if you have the machine on a table with the jacks facing away from you. Then the portion with the battery compartment goes probably about halfway up the left side of the bottom and about halfway from left to right, narrow, the narrow surface. So it's sort of like a long oblong thing. And the battery compartment itself has on the top and going over toward the edge of this surface a little grid. And to open the battery, you take your finger or your thumb and you slide this button, this grid or battery cover, towards the left edge of the machine from the middle. And the compartment opens, as I did before, like that. And the battery cover comes completely off. I'm going to put it back on. There we go. Now, above this oblong surface, right up against the upper edge of it and flush with the 320's surface on the bottom is a little release button. And what you do is you push that button in and you pull the machine apart. You grab the top half with one hand, the bottom half with the other, and it just slides open. And what you end up with in your left hand is something that looks a little bit like a Braille letter V or a print capital L. And this part in your left hand contains the battery section. And in the right hand, it contains the rest of the machine with a rather long extension where the second half of the bottom part of the machine is, where the battery used to be. And on that extension is a standard USB port kind of sticking out from the lower edge of the machine. So essentially what you did was you separated the battery compartment from the rest of the machine. And this is what you plug into your PC so that your PC furnishes the power that will make your machine work. Okay, I'm going to put this back together by just sliding the two pieces together. If I can do this correctly. They have to really be slid in a certain way, and I'm not sliding it the way I want it to go. There we go. Anyway, so that is how this works. And I think that I have described the machine quite adequately, and I hope that if you have any questions, you'll let me know. Now, I'm looking at all of my notes that I wrote here that I think I have already covered. Let me pause just for a second. Okay, now I'm going to talk a little bit about the menus.
When you enter the menus, you are always on the very first menu item when you enter them. And as I said, to get into the menus, you push OK for a second until it beeps. Go down one option to get to the menu item, which in this case is the mic sensitivity. So you push the volume down button to get there. And then you push OK to select the mic sensitivity. And you push down volume again to toggle to either dictation, or if you're in dictation, you toggle to conference. And then you push OK to select that and stop to exit the menu. So it really isn't that hard, but it gets a little more complicated if you want to do submenus. And I have not done that. I've not had any need to do it. And I just, you know, didn't feel like I needed to mess with that. So I've been using it only to change some of the mic sensitivity mode or maybe something else. Now, here's a quick summary of the menus for the voice and the music modes. For voice, first of all is the record mode. And the record modes for the 320 are Stereo HQ, which is the default, HQ, which is mono, high quality, SP, which is mono, and LP, which is mono. They don't have the super high quality, as we have discussed with the DS2. Next is mic sensitivity, and that is a toggle, conference, or dictation. The third option is VCVA, which determines what level of sound loudness will generate a recording, and that's usually off. Next is the submenus. And within the submenus, you have lock, which can be off or on for file lock, backspace, which is off 1 second or 2 seconds, All play, which is off or on. Time and date, which is the fourth one. Format is 5. Contrast is 6. These are all in the submenus. And the backlight, which is off or on. And then the beep is the last one, which is off or on. Now, we're done with those, so you don't have nearly the choices that you had with the DS2 menus. And I think part of the reason for that was because they wanted to add a music mode. Music mode works really well for listening to podcasts. I did that this morning. As a matter of fact, I fell asleep during one podcast. The problem is you can't really go back and do any sort of navigation within a podcast file. I've not been able to figure out how to do that. If I fell asleep during a podcast, I had to start all over again. but I think they intend you to listen to music files only and not podcasts. But I chose to listen to podcasts this morning. I downloaded all of my podcasts that I had not heard or had time to listen to onto this device, and it did quite well with them, except for me falling asleep. anyway, the music mode, basically you just navigate as you would with voice mode, and everything goes into the music folder, which is where I put it. You can have one or two levels within that music folder, subfolders. You can have a folder with an artist, and you can have another folder with an album title. I'm not sure if you can go too deep within music. I think it's only one. You can also create folders from the root folder and not have to put things in music if you don't want to. I just did it because there was a music folder there, and I said, to heck with it. You can navigate to individual folders by pushing the folder button. That will toggle you among all of the folders. Once you get into a folder, you push the left and the right buttons to get to the various files. You can even do that, if I remember right, by just playing a file and then pushing the right or left button to play the previous one, although usually what I end up doing is just pushing the forward to go to the next one. And then you just start and stop. You cannot record MP3 files, but you can play them. Now, in music mode, you do have different menus. First of all, you have the first menu item, which is play mode, and this is a toggle between all, play all the files in the WS320, or play folders, and I think folder is a default. It seems to go directly from one file to the next without stopping. So you can just turn the thing on and it'll go right through and play one song after another, one podcast after another continuously. The second menu item is repeat, and you have on, off, or single. The third item is random, and that's for random play, on or off. The fourth item is wow, and that's a bass setting. And this is where things get a little bit confusing. I think there might be a submenu in here because the initial choices are SRS3D or True Bass. And then they've got off, low, and middle, and user, and I'm not sure what that refers to. The fifth item is EQ, and this is also a little bit confusing. They have rock, pop, jazz, or flat EQ. The sixth item is for moving files around, if you want to move files within this. You want to move them from one folder to another or something. I didn't really look at that because I figure it's probably not very accessible. And then there's a submenu, which I believe is the last item. The first item is beeps, on or off. Second is backlight, on or off. Next, format. Fourth is LCD contrast. Fifth is time and date. And those are all of the submenus. Now, back to another one or two comments generally about the WS320. Erasing is a little bit of a tricky proposition, but it's not that hard. First of all, you press the erase key, which is the key on the left below that circle that I mentioned. The first thing that happens with erase is that you see the cancel screen. You don't want that. So in order to avoid that, to get past it, you press the volume up once, and that chooses erase the current file. You then press OK or erase to erase the file. Usually what I do is I keep my finger on the erase button and I push it, I push the volume up, and then I push erase again, and that gives you two beeps to indicate that you erased the file. You can erase all files in a folder, but I think this would be a little bit scary because I'm not sure if you get very much feedback. The book says that you hold erase down for 3 seconds, so I'm not really sure that I'd want to mess with that. I think it might be just a little bit too much to deal with. So that is the WS320. The software, if you want to use it, is available on the website, which I believe is www.olympusamerica.com. And the book is also out on the website. As far as accessories go, they recommend the same types of microphones as the ones that you use for the DS2. And I haven't seen anything different as far as, you know, mono or stereo microphones. I think they just make these mics available for all Olympus products, and I'm quite sure that the Sound Professional mics will also work quite well with the Olympus products. So that's my discussion of the WS320. The 300 and the 310 have the same exact design, except the 300 has 256 meg of memory. The 310 has 512 meg, and the 320 has a gig. So depending on your needs and your financial situation, you might, you know, try to make a decision as far as what you would need for recording capacity. So I hope that some of this makes a little bit of sense. As I said, I just got the machine yesterday and had been fooling around with it. And I really, really liked being able to download podcasts from the PC and then turn the computer off and just walk around and listen to this. Speakers don't have too bad of a sound considering that they're so small. Actually, there's only one speaker on there. But you can get better sound if you want to use headphones with it. Just a little pair of stereo headphones. It does have the standard 1/8-inch jack for the headphones, so that will work out quite well. Okay, that'll do it for this time. Have a good one, and thank you for listening.